So there's this passage in Isaiah 44 that calls us out to remember, to not forget, and to pay attention. Verse 21 out of Isaiah 44 says, pay attention. Because I, the Lord, made you, I will not forget you. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. You can be free. Super cool passage. We're going to spend some time on it in a minute, but it's kind of caused me to think about what's it take to really be free of some things we tend to carry with us that we don't need to do, that we shouldn't do, because life can get too heavy as we carry too much on the road with us. Think over the long haul, the price of carrying too much weight, you know, like on a hike or something we do can cost us from finishing well, can cost us from finishing that hike, even if we're literally carrying too much weight with us. And one of the things I think a lot of us tend to carry is unforgiveness with us. That's one thing I tend to hold in my pack, so to speak, and have in different ways over the years. And the cumulative effect of not being free in that area of forgiveness can really be costly, can wear us down, can be actually devastating. And often we think of forgiveness, think of, you know, not forgiving others, and we need to forgive others. But there's more than that. I mean, sometimes it's forgiving ourselves, right? Of different things we've done or not done. And honestly, there's times where we need to enter into a forgiveness of God as well. And I wanted to share an example before we go in and spend more time in this passage out of Isaiah 44 of just my own journey of years ago. It's coming up on almost 30 years when my mom passed away. I was really young. She passed away of cancer, and just can't believe it's been that long. But there was this moment ahead in her last days. She had brain cancer, so it sucked. I mean, it was a bad journey and really hard in those last stretches. And I remember there was this moment where I'd been out to see her. We thought we were going to lose her. And then I drove a couple hours back home, and she kind of rallied a little bit. So there were several days where I was back at work. I was directing Youth for Christ Campus Life chapter at the time. And there was this moment where we had a big retreat down in Kansas City, a lot of people down there, and there was all kinds of trouble. And so I'd convinced myself that I needed to go down there and kind of rescue the day with work, you know, and make the drive. But inside there was this voice saying, you need to go see your mom. She's 2 hours the other direction, but that needs to be your priority. You need to go see her again. And I struggled with that and eventually kind of convinced myself, no, this is really important. I'll go see her after this next 2-day trip. So after multiple hours of wrestling with what to do, I headed east and south and headed toward Kansas City. And halfway down that drive, it's about a 4-hour drive from where I live, I pulled over on this exit of the interstate in tears, not knowing what to do. Should I go on? Should I turn around and head the other direction and go see her? And really was really struggling. Hamburg, Iowa exit, little obscure nowhere exit. Sat there for a long time, wrestling with that, and eventually convinced myself, you know, I'm going to go on to Kansas City and save the day, right, on work and get that done, and then I'll go see her later. And so I did that and got back to Lincoln a couple days later and got the call that she'd passed away. Man, 30 years later, yeah, I can still feel it. And, you know, all these years later, when I drive that route and see that exit, I still struggle with it. I still flips a trigger for me. It's like, dang it, why didn't I do that right? And it took me a long time to forgive myself. I think I've done that. Still feel the emotion, though, for sure. I think I have forgiven myself, but it took me a long time to do that. Because the truth was, in that moment, I was young and didn't have great perspective, you know, was going through hard things at a young age and didn't know how to navigate it well. So I didn't have somebody helping me really think about that differently. But truth was, it was a self-centered decision. I didn't want to face what she was going through. I didn't want to see it again because it was so hard. And I didn't know where God was at in that moment and why he wasn't coming to her aid. And I wanted to avoid it. And I think that was part of it. But I carried that with me for a long time. And it had a, you know, it took a toll on me. And so when I think about that moment, for me, that was something I need to go back to again and again to just re-forgive myself, even all these years later. And man, does this passage really give you a picture for why that's important. Because that last verse in this says, God forgives us so we can be free. And when I came to a point of forgiving myself for that example and others, you know, that go on through life, my load got lighter. I think he understands, she understands, you know, is where I was at in that moment. And I fully, you know, kind of forgive myself, but still a trigger. And so I hope this passage can kind of really meet you in this area of forgiveness and allow you to get to a place to, if there is something you need to release, to let go of. And I wonder, Brian, as you read this passage out of Isaiah 44, if something comes to you in this area of just forgiveness and maybe a point where you've come to a point where you needed to forgive others, and how that worked and how that looked and how that made your load seem lighter. And then lead us through this passage.
I feel like for me, it might be one of my gifts that God's given me is forgiveness, which I hate to say that because I don't want him to bring up more situations where I have to forgive. But if I reflect back on times in my family with my dad in particular, and so many moments that in my childhood and even into adulthood that were just very difficult, but it was worth it. It's worth extending forgiveness, especially when you remember and we remember how much we've been forgiven. And it's not an easy thing to do, and it's not always a one and done. Sometimes you're faced with it, like I have been, over and over again, and it's an ongoing exercise in faith, but it's definitely worth it. And it's definitely, it's brought about many moments of beauty that wouldn't have been there had I not dared to forgive. So as I read this passage out of Isaiah 44, we'll start in verse 21 and 22. Hold on to these words. Pay attention to what God might have for you in this moment. Pay attention, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I've scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. How beautiful a picture to know that all of our offenses and our sins have been scattered and swept away. How beautiful, how mysterious. As I read this again, let this sink in to the beauty of the forgiveness that has been extended to us. Pay attention, O Jacob, for you are my servant, O Israel. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I have scattered your offenses like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. There's a word, a phrase, think of all you've been forgiven in this moment. All the offenses that God has just swept away like a cloud. Give him praise for where you stand righteous before him because of what he has forgiven you. Pay attention, O Jacob. You are my servant, O Israel. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget you. I have swept away your sins like a cloud. I've scattered your offenses like the morning mist. So return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. Beautiful, powerful words in that passage. Hold on to them today. Walk every step knowing that God paid the price to set you free.
You know, as I was hearing that passage, my mind went to another example for me, and it was a moment where, honestly, in my own journey, I mean, it sounds weird to say this, almost sounds wrong, but where I felt like I needed to forgive God. A difficult thing a few years back that one of our kids was going through really hard, and I felt anger and anxiety and struggle that just continued to build through this pretty traumatic thing we were all going through, and particularly one of our kids. And it came to kind of a point for me of where I started to just recognize, I'm angry at God, I'm mad. And it's interesting, the question I had coming to my mind as I thought about that was, the question for me wasn't where is God in that moment. My struggle was that God was there and he allowed this to happen, if that makes sense. And when I really let that settle in, I was just getting angry. And there just came a moment where I really had it out with God, got real honest. You might not want to read my journal on those couple days. And I kind of had it out, but it was really became this cleansing time where I just needed to let this go. I needed to trust that God, yes, he was there. There must have been some reason in this fallen world that all this happened. And I needed to let that go. And when I did, I swear to you, it was like a 20-pound weight came off my shoulders. And the reality of that last verse that Brian read really came to mind. I scattered your offenses like the morning mist, so return to me, for I have paid the price for you and set you free. And in that moment of just releasing some of that anger and anxiety I was feeling toward God and disappointment in who he was and what he did or what I thought he did, I became free of letting that go. And I hope the powerful nature of this passage really breaks through to allow you to travel light. Take only what's essential with you. Deal with this area of forgiveness, either of yourself or others, or maybe of God, and that you can live freely and lightly. Peace, friends. This podcast is brought to you by Harbor Ministries. If you'd like more information on how to support our work with leaders around the country, or would like to hear more on our leadership events, Rhythm in 20, Rogue, or Revel, or would like to look at my new book, Stay Wild, and our various other resources, you can go to harborministries.com for everything you need.